Over the past year, flock cameras have started appearing inside of national parks, recording every vehicle that passes by. And in this video, we'll be discussing why these automated surveillance systems are being installed inside of places like Yosemite, why the people who know these parks best, current and former park rangers, are furious about it, and the major gap between what the National Park Service claims this technology does and how it actually operates. If you already know how flock cameras work, skip to the next chapter or timestamp on screen. If not, here's a quick breakdown. Flock safety cameras belong to a category of tech known as ALPRs, automatic license plate readers. They use high-resolution cameras paired with optical character recognition software. They scan plates and other characteristics that can be seen on cars in real time. Flock software constructs a vehicle fingerprint by logging the make, model, body color, and other distinguishable characteristics of a car, such as having a roof rack, custom wheels, or bumper stickers. This all gets turned into metadata that is then uploaded to the cloud platform called FlockOS. Someone using the system can then search vague details such as red sedan with a dented passenger door across a nationwide database. Flock's hardware ecosystem is also extending past just cars. It includes pan-tilt zoom cameras designed to detect, track, and zoom in on individual pedestrians. What makes this data collection incredibly concerning is that investigative reporting has revealed that Flock left dozens of AI cameras streaming live on the open internet without basic password protection, exposing law enforcement search logs to commercial search engines. Reporting from 404 Media revealed that the National Park Service purchased and installed flock cameras inside of major public sites, including Yosemite National Park and areas near the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. Since the reporting went public, there's been pushback across the board, including from inside the National Park Service itself. One current ranger said flock protects property, not people or parks. People should be free to recreate in ways that are respectful to the ecosystem, but the surveillance is a disrespectful invasion of privacy. Another current ranger emphasized what public lands represent. I just think that every American should be free to visit national parks without having their location being traced and tracked by the federal government. Wild places are at the core of American freedom, and nobody should be afraid to visit them. Because national parks are iconic destinations, cameras recording everyone who drives by can carry serious implications for travelers. Passing a park camera timestamps your vehicle into a searchable network across state lines. With cross-state travel for things like healthcare under a microscope right now, a weekend trip to Yosemite might leave a digital trail that you might not want. A former park ranger highlighted another core risk, saying, "I fear for the day when a visitor's national park experience is interrupted by being pulled over and held at gunpoint because a license plate reader misread their plate." ALPR systems frequently misread state names or characters. Civil liberties groups have documented cases where misread plates triggered high-risk traffic stops on innocent drivers, based on false stolen vehicle flags. When asked about the deployments, the National Park Service stated that Yosemite uses the cameras strictly for traffic monitoring systems, to measure vehicle count and gate wait times, stating, "The cameras are not connected to any law enforcement or DMV database." That sounds reassuring, but it's important to look at Yosemite's published policy that states that license plate records can be released to outside law enforcement for active investigations, search operations, or valid legal requests. Yosemite stores image files for 30 days and alphanumeric text logs indefinitely. This creates a concerning loophole because even though Yosemite systems aren't directly connected to a federal network, Flock's architecture centers on interagency data sharing. In practice, local police departments routinely run queries on behalf of federal agencies, like the Department of Homeland Security or out-of-state law enforcement. Once your entry into a park is digitized, accessing that historical record requires a lot less friction rather than traditional surveillance. While across the country, dozens of local municipalities are actively canceling their flock contracts over privacy and security concerns, public lands are rapidly becoming the next major legal battleground for digital privacy rights. If you want to stay informed and take action regarding surveillance on public lands, here are four things that you can do. First, expose the network. Start by tracking the grid yourself. using open source tools like dFlock. It's a crowdsourced map where everyday people log license plate readers nationwide. Check your local area or your next round trip destination. And if you spot a camera in a park that isn't on the map yet, take 2 minutes to add it. Second, force them to show their work. You can file a Freedom of Information Act request with the Department of the Interior or your state park agency. Ask for vendor contracts, data sharing logs, and privacy impact assessments. This is the process that journalists use to uncover these hidden technologies in the first place. Third, use their own bureaucratic rules against them. When parks update their infrastructure, they're legally required to open a public comment period through the NPS PEPC portal. That's your window to demand strict data detection schedules and outright bans on third-party data sharing. Make your objection a part of an official government record. Fourth, and the biggest lever you have, contact the representatives who sit on the National Resources and Public Land Committees. Demand statutory limits on the automated tracking in federal parks before this tech becomes standard practice across all parks. Please subscribe and hype this video if you'd like to help share it with others. Thank you.